Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Friday, May 7th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. Olympic safety becomes a chief concern as bombs rattle Greece. A humanitarian crisis plagues Sudan. And a new adoption program in China brings special needs home. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in Greece, where the country enters the last 100 days leading up to the Summer Olympic Games. AMG International's Paul Jenks says it's a scramble.
A local group of leftists have detonated these 3 small time bombs near a police station as if to say, we're here and your security isn't. It is a concern because we at AMG have about 17 teams that are planning to go.
The Greek government has gone into overdrive to reassure the international community that the Olympic capital is safe. Jenks says their teams are far enough away from main venues they don't think they'll be exposed to much harm. However, there is a great need for prayer.
AMG, it's good to mention, is part of a local organization called Flame 2004, which is a consortium of different ministries that will be doing outreach at the time of the Olympics.
We turn next to Sudan, where fighting has erupted between government forces and rebels in the West, despite a ceasefire signed last month. The 21-year conflict has caused an incredible humanitarian crisis, now being called the world's worst. Food for the Hungry's Tamara Dutch says thousands have been forced to flee to nearby countries like Chad, which is where FHI is focusing their efforts.
They have counted up to 110,000 refugees. That's not even counting the 1 million people within Sudan that have been displaced. So we are going to provide relief items, including food, and we will be administering care and also some hygiene items.
Dutch says the goal is to help physically so Christ can work spiritually.
We work with churches, leaders, and families. And as we work with those groups of people, we find that as we give the physical items, their hearts are so open to hearing about Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Many people around the world have no idea of the needs in southern Sudan and northern Uganda. Life is hard. That's why Compassion Ministries, the relief and development arm of the Evangelical Free Church of America, is helping with food distribution. According to the EFCA, they've seen an incredible response to their work through the local church. Lives are saved, non-church people begin attending church, and people are coming to Christ. Elsewhere, Adoption Associates International has a fairly new China special needs program. They're one of only a few select agencies approved by the Chinese government to place these children in families. Through this program, Scott and his wife, Lori, were able to bring 20-month-old Mei Li home in February.
With the special needs program, we were able to bring a child into our home that probably would not have been adopted otherwise and probably didn't. We really believe Mei Li would have died had she not been adopted.
Their family's faith has been stretched through the process, but Lori says they've seen one miracle grow into many more.
People would have a look of terror on their face when I would tell them that we were adopting a baby that was going to need open-heart surgery, but I just explained that we really had God's peace about it. And then when we brought her home, I had so many people that I didn't know come up and tell me that they heard about her story. So God's grace is being spread through other people.
And finally, a pioneer in mission aviation is now with the Lord he served for years. Memorial services were held yesterday for the president and founding member of Mission Aviation Fellowship, J. Grady Parrott. He was 95. Parrott served as president from 1949 until he retired in 1970. As president, he molded Mission Aviation Fellowship into a worldwide operation. Today, the ministry operates a fleet of 62 aircraft throughout 16 countries of Africa, Asia, Eurasia, and Latin America. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the book In the Image of God from Wycliffe Bible Translators, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It features photos revealing glimpses of the Almighty reflected in people all over the world. That's In the Image of God from Wycliffe Bible Translators at 1-800-995-4828. I'm Peter Brooks.